Hi folks, it's Kaput Radio with me, Martin. Hello everyone. Did you get any news? I mean real news, not so-called news stories, but real life-changing events things? Not much I gather, or too much maybe. Well, let me try to find a balance of those things between those polarities in this podcast. Welcome. Weeks go by in this country and terabytes of media are produced containing nothing newsworthy.
I was just waiting for when I was going to become the Pope and the King and an astronaut. Look, we have a role to do the chaos, instability, well, a fiasco. For me, not on the other side of the planet. I was born, where my wife was born, where my four kids were born, where my mother lives, where my father lives, where my wife's mother lives, where my wife's father lives. I don't quite know what else. Wrap myself in the New England flag is a fiasco. Is the moment. How ridiculous is that? Peculiar circumstances or extenuating circumstances, a nuclear holocaust over and over and over again. You might as well ask me, do I have, am I considering doing any other jobs here? So I said, Pope, King, the next 50 steps, but I'm just not quite there yet. My peculiar version of the English language, but it is my mechanism of communicating which a vast number of Australians relate to, the adult in the room, the peculiar ideas, absolute pandemonium of a fiasco. But, I mean, I'd look for an ad in the paper. Thank you very much.
Of course, the never-ending political soap marches on with cringy things in slimy backwaters spreading a foul stench over the landscape.
No circumstances under which I will return to the leadership of the Australian Labor Party.
Bob Carr, thanks for your time tonight.
Good to be talking with you, Brian, and great to be on your new show.
Thank you. It's not really a show.
Oh, yes, it is, Brian. I love it. It's a great enterprise and deserves every success.
Well, thank you very much. Senator Carr, I'll come back to the leadership issue because I do want to talk about that.
Yeah, just quickly, Brian, there isn't a leadership issue.
I don't mean the leadership of the country, I mean the leadership of the party.
There isn't a leadership of the party issue, Brian. The party has a leader, a quite remarkable leader.
Hang on, there's talk of a change of leadership.
Well, that talk is wrong, Brian. That talk is erroneous. That talk is as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
But you're said to be a player in this intrigue, Senator
Carr. I can only reiterate, Brian, that is absolute crap in its very pith and sinew.
Well, why do we keep hearing about the rumours?
Good word, isn't it, Brian? Rumours. The question probably is why are rumours being got up in this country as news?
Well, I didn't start the rumours. I'm just trying to clarify it.
Well, Brian, it's theatre. That's all it is.
Theatre?
It's theatre. Yes, all the world's a stage, Brian, and all the men and women merely players. We each have our exits and our entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, Brian, his acts being seven ages. First, the infant, mewling and puking in its mother's arms. Second, the foreign
Senator
minister.
Carr, thank you very much for that.
Yes.
On the matter of Australian foreign policy...
Ah, yes. Now, the history of American foreign policy is extremely interesting, and you're right
I'm
to bring it up,
I'm asking about
Brian.
Australian foreign policy.
Yes, I'm trying to give you some context, Brian. We've just jointly shared the 10th anniversary of the war in Iraq.
Yes, this was to disarm Iraq of the weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, that's right.
Right, which didn't exist.
Yes, that's right too, Brian, but of course that wasn't known at the time.
Has Finland got weapons of mass destruction?
Finland, Brian?
Finland.
How the hell would I know what Finland's got?
Well, are the Finns going to get bombed and have their cities destroyed?
Right, no, look, the point I'm making is that every now and again in the tide of human affairs, a sequence of events is put in train by the damp hand of melancholy
sure,
and the ineluctable
indeed
sweep
it is.
Of history can't be arrested.
Yes, Senator Carr, if we could talk about your talks in the US this week.
Yes.
Have there been changes?
There will be changes in the relationship between ourselves and the US, yes.
Like what?
Well, I don't want to talk about them in detail, Brian, but there's talk, for example, that the phone line quality can be improved.
Phone line?
Yes, Brian, this will enable our discourse to be more frequent and clearer.
Will we still go to Iraq?
Well, I've already made the point, Brian, that in that event we went to war for a cause that wasn't real.
Well, that's not a strong point in your favour of
Iraq.
No,
but I make the point, Brian, because it was an aberration. That wouldn't normally happen.
It wasn't an aberration. What about Vietnam?
Vietnam?
Yeah.
Vietnam is nowhere near Iraq, Brian. Absolutely nowhere near it.
Senator Carr, thanks for your time.
Brian, I love you like a brother, but if I'm going to waste my time explaining these things to you, you're going to need to keep up.
Senator Carr, thank you.
I have done the state some service, and they know it.
Someone said recently, war is a God's way to teach Americans geography.
Mr. Howard, have you ever lied?
My decision to use radio a lot was designed to avoid the scrutiny. The reason I chose to use radio a lot was that it is the one medium where you are guaranteed that if you've got something to say, somebody will hear it if they want to sit and listen. You do a news conference.
I note you're not answering the question.
The journalist decides what to write, embellished with his or her interpretation. The television news editor, the radio news editor takes the grab he or she might like. When it comes to radio...
Mr. Howard, with respect, that is not answering the question.
It's a different kettle of fish. And no matter how small the audience may be, and often they were small...
But with respect, you haven't answered the question.
We have an obligation to hold the media to account.
Mr. Howard, have you ever lied?
I guess I was seen over the years as somebody who was often in fairly regular conflict with large sections of the media.
Mr. Howard, with respect, you haven't answered the question.
I was Prime Minister for a long time and...
You haven't answered the question.
I was a significant decision maker in other positions for a long time as well.
Mr. Howard, have you ever lied?
It's a different kettle of fish, and I think it's important that kind of creative tension.
Mr. Howard, is there anything you would wish to change about your statement or any other statement you made about this matter?
It's a different kettle of fish. Always be maintained, no matter who is in office.
Tony Blair says he will donate the proceeds of his memoirs to war veterans.
And why America? And the only answer is because destiny put you in this place in history, in this moment in time, and the task is yours to do.
How can you not feel sorry about people who have died? How can you not feel sorry about people who have died?
We came under pressure, and two, we came under enormous pressure.
Sorry about people who have died.
To say, well, what does our intelligence actually tell us?
Feel sorry about people who have died.
I can't regret the decision.
Writing my memoir, A Journey, has been a fascinating and enjoyable experience. I set out to write a book which would give the reader an insight into the human as well as the political dimensions of life as a Prime Minister, both for the UK and also, of course, on the international stage.
Of course, the price is very, very high.
In respect to the 45 minutes, as you know, but all I'm saying is that the intelligence that was wrong. You know, the thing that strikes me most now when you go back and look at, I think you'd have been hard pushed to have found virtually anybody who doubted he had WMD and a WMD capability and program. Saddam will use his weapons.
Do you want to yell or do you want to have an interview? You have a choice. You have a choice. You're being true to form. Yes, you are. No, say yes once. Just say yes once.
I'm asking you.
Look, you can characterize my answers any way you want, and you do it in a pejorative way. You are of that nature. It's clear that you're being that you like to do that. Over and over and over. Mary Jo, I said you're not being respectful. You're just talking over and over and over, and that's what you're doing. You know, I listen to you and I think to myself why should I do everything you want and you won't do a thing I want? See, I'm being serious. Okay. This is worthless. This is not an interview. You're haranguing. That's what you're doing. Suppose you're going to drop all this on the cutting room floor. That's what you do with it, I suppose, if you don't like it.
Afghanistan, Iraq, one of the most pleasurable things, the highs and the lows, to be able to take time to look back and reflect on my political career so far. Of course, on the international.
The important point always for me was, in the name of religious ideology,
it's unacceptable for Iran to have nuclear weapons capability.
How can you not feel sorry about people who have died?
It's too high. Well, think of the price that people paid before Saddam was removed. Of course, you think about them and the loss of life and the terrible consequences for the families. Unfortunately, these things get mixed up with allegations of deceit and lying and so on. In the end, if we hadn't removed Saddam from power, just think, for example, what would be happening if these Arab revolutions were continuing now.
I think there is no alternative to that, loud and clear. But I can't regret the decision. And we've got to be prepared to confront them.
How can you not feel sorry about people who have died?
Weapons or evidence of weapons programs that are conclusive.
We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north.
Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraqi regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised.
Are people going to find out the truth? And the truth will say that this intelligence is good intelligence, no doubt in my mind.
cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence.
I will not suggest that there's a connection between Iraq and the 9/11.
That's been pretty well confirmed.
But he did go to Prague and he did meet with a senior official of the Iraqi intelligence service.
I can't regret the decision.
The regime is seeking a nuclear bomb.
The invasion of Iraq took place a decade ago on the 20th of March 2003. The cost to Australia was in the billions of dollars. More than 4,000 American service members died, 32,000 American soldiers are wounded. At least 134,000 Iraqi civilians were killed. The $212 billion reconstruction effort was largely a failure, and the war cost US taxpayers $1.7 trillion.
We had the world media going bananas of the 10 years later on Iraq tales. Well, to me, it's rather boring and sickening emulated mixture of guilt-driven propaganda from a psyops unit to obscure the real war, the so-called war on terror, a brutal continuation of strong economies beating up the weak and dependent ones so they can survive financially. And who could be more in the deadly vortex of money and guns?
Next, intimate tales of America's former underground vice president. The action-packed diary of the man who was just an enhanced heartbeat away from history. Dick Cheney. Confidential. 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 Confidential.
Whoever said the heart is a lonely hunter never had a pacemaker. Pacey and I have been hunting for vindication since we first opened a can of enhanced whoop-ass for Saddam Hussein during the early days of what the more naive among us referred to as the Bush presidency. But somehow the single-minded focus on so-called weapons of mass destruction had distracted a lot of so-called serious people from a simple fact. After all was said and done, Saddam Hussein was never again going to be in a position to try to assassinate George Herbert Walker Bush. Now, as the 10th anniversary of the war was approaching, I was being given the opportunity to, you might say, vindicate myself. One of the few forms of self-pleasuring my pacemaker would allow me. A paid television network had asked to film me for a documentary about me. I may not know everything in the world about leverage, but given my presumed central position in that particular scenario, it looked as though I had the whip hand. Fortified by some of Lynn's fine, low-fat breakfast gruel, I headed for my secure, undisclosed office with one mission in mind. Operation Get My Way. Tuesday, 10:17 a.m.
So, we did scout out this office, but in the end, we feel we'd have more control over sound and lighting if we built an office set sort of loosely based on this space.
Sound and lighting. I guess as a director, that's the sort of thing you tend to focus on.
Well, without those two factors under control, you might say I'd be peeing up a rope without a rope.
Cute. Here's something else that's cute.
Well, that was my good stopwatch.
Well, it stopped all right. Now listen here, pal. While you were spending the last 10 years directing cat food commercials, I was helping to direct the foreign and military policy of the most powerful nation on the planet. You make some enemies that way. Putting myself in your little studio is a fine way of making me more vulnerable than a starlet in a Turkish bath.
I also did all the really cool Cialis spots, but okay, I understand. We'll make this place work. Obviously, we'll need to bring in some more lights.
Normally, light's not my friend, but...
Shooting with just what you've got in here right now might give us a look that's, a little grim.
So far, I'm liking it. In any case, you'll favor my good side, I'm sure. The one where my mouth doesn't curl into a snarl.
That's in my notes, yes. Great. Now, we'll have the truck parked a block or so away, so we won't call attention to the location, if that's all right with your people.
Maybe you haven't grasped this potent little fact yet. I am my people. And there won't be any truck.
You know what? We'll shoot just two cameras, record in the cameras, everything else we can do in post. Fine, no problem. Now, Kelly here as the producer and writer will be asking you the questions.
We'll have the questions finished up by a day before taping, so if you have any problem with any of them, we can hash it out before we shoot.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, good news. We've 86 the hash.
Excuse me?
Here are the questions you'll be asking me. They're in all caps for easy reading.
No, I can see that, but... And certainly we'll take these into consideration in our question formulation process, but obviously for this program to have the credibility and the gravitas that I think we all want it to have, clearly the questions have to be created by someone other than you.
Kelly, you're beautiful when you're hopelessly confused.
Well, thanks, but...
Obviously it's important for all of us to safeguard the journalistic credibility of the Showtime Network. Otherwise people might decide to stop watching Dexter.
We're a completely separate unit from...
Oh, I know. And that's why these questions weren't created by me. They were formulated by a completely separate unit. My wife.
Mr. Vice President, this is obviously an important project for all of us. We probably should try to conduct it in a way that's satisfactory to all of us.
No argument. And since this is a sealed max security space and I'm the only person with a proper chip in my leg to open that door... And since you folks could find yourselves spending the next little while in here with plenty of air and water and lots of Lynn's food, maybe our proposed little set of ground rules are more satisfactory to you than you realize.
I haven't really experienced something like this before.
If you're saying strength is a turn-on, I hear you loud and clear. Oh, and Mr. Director, just a couple more words about my needs.
Sure.
Final cut. It's so satisfying to bring people together. It warms the heart. And it warms Pacey, too. And a partial diary for the second week of March, 2013. Sincerely yours, Dick Cheney. Confidential.
One can easily forget that the whole thing in 2003 couldn't have happened without people like him.
Now, the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly is a tough and very fair interrogator.
He's a marvelous communicator.
Playing with fire, Bill O'Reilly.
Caution! You're about to enter the spin zone.
Enter the spin zone. 877-9-SPIN. 1-877-9-SPIN. And now, here's Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
Bill O'Reilly.
And that's what we're going to talk about. Spin News. In the Spin Zone. What's going on?
You're in the Spin Zone with Bill O'Reilly.
Spin. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? Ben, do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? A cynical political play.
You can use your computer to destroy people.
I'm smarter than you.
I fly here. So I'm on a radio, but I'm doing TV work too. I'm an independent. In the spin zone, what's going on? Collapse of the family, collapse of fathers. I'm an independent. Got to lash out against this hip-hop stuff. You look at what you have now in the hip-hop community. I mean, it is just spin. I'm an independent.
You're in the spin zone with Bill O'Reilly.
I'm an independent. We did big business over the weekend. You want some sharp-looking stuff for the summer? Pop culture. That's just me. Me.
Oh, no, said, we'll never do that.
gee, I think I've read that in a book somewhere. Oh, I remember. But anyway, I'm sure we'll... And this is crazy town. Get off. I think it's going to happen. Let me go. I'm going to come back. But I want to go bring you good news from America and listen to what the good news is. I have to tell you, there are times that I feel nuts, but you gotta call it. Sometimes I think trying to trap us because they're, well, it's insane.
2 years ago, I made a promise that I would die. However, I had to break that promise because I am now working at a network. I am not a journalist. I'm just a guy who cares. But sometimes people just won't follow a story. This story is exceptionally hard to follow. And welcome to the program.
Oh, my pretty little look into here.
Oh, I hate him. What a pig. You'll think, oh my gosh, that's not me.
Of course.
I'm sick. My family has never. I'm sick. Ever had an illness. I'm sick. In Australia. Get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead! I don't care! Get off my phone! I'm gonna lose my mind today! It's insane!
Of course!
It's insane!
Of course!
Everywhere, there are meaningless inquiries, like media inquiries, corruption inquiries, and of course, banking regulation attempts.
We have been able to contact a number of people who were inside the banks doing due diligence work as contractors, who all told us that they were never contacted by the Justice Department.
Look, if I contact people who have firsthand knowledge of fraud, I'm going to have to follow up on it.
We have found that with enough security, we can keep whistleblowers from getting in the front door.
But it shouldn't be so easy for journalists to go out and find whistleblowers that at this point, 4 years after the meltdown, that haven't been contacted by...
Look at my suit. I'm an attorney. I have to think about my future. If I prosecute the most powerful people in the world, what will be left of my career? Nothing. Nada. So think before you ask these questions.
You gave a speech before the New York Bar Association, and in that speech you made a reference to losing sleep at night, worrying about what a lawsuit might result in. Is that really the job of a prosecutor to worry about anything other than simply pursuing justice?
I think about a lot of things, including justice. Justice is one of the many things that I have to consider. Another thing I have to consider is my career. I am a well-respected attorney, and I have a stellar career ahead of me if I play my cards right and I use the revolving door in Washington properly. If I go after bankers, I'm going to end up like Bill Black, marginalized, an assistant professor at some small university somewhere. That is just not satisfactory given how many asses I have kissed and how many Americans I have screwed out of justice.
That was very disturbing to me. Very disturbing. That was never raised.
The government is sending us a message. It is saying, if you plan ahead, if you make sacrifices for your kids, if you save, you're a sucker. It is brazenly stealing from our children and from young adults, and it has to stop.
Too many children spending their days with that fear and dread.
After Pulps, Korean crazies, Middle Eastern platitudes, celebrating promises of arms deals, and Israel placated by Washington, Europe turning into hate Merkel land, where the Cypriots made to be the poster boys and girls for all Italian, Spaniards and other fledgling Eurozone folks to see and pay. What should it be?
Well, according to the size scan, in the early part of the 21st century.
Early part of the 21st. Isn't that when all the banks went belly up and money became useless? I read about that in history.
There is a world of difference. I can tell you, there's a world of difference.
There is a world of difference, a world of difference.
want my money back. I want my money back. Because that's not what we agreed. I want my money back. I want my money back. That's not what they promised me.
Which one is the way to Vrindavan?
I am Radha Prabhu. Thou shalt get rid of or marginalize the competitor. Thou shalt compete with thy siblings and thy peers, and compete with classmates for higher marks. Thou shalt compete to be better than other families and groups. Thou shalt compete as a school against other schools for funding. Thou shalt compete for jobs and in business. Thou shalt form workers and professional unions, so that you may compete as a group with powerful outside interests. Thou shalt, in order to withstand competition, merge with other businesses and form great cartels and multinationals. And your nations shall form vast trading blocks to successfully compete with other nations. Thou shalt only cooperate within a group in order that you may more successfully compete with or prevail over other groups. Thou shalt believe with your whole heart that a competitive world is natural. The law of defiance tells you so. The law of defiance tells you so. Thou shalt, as a worldwide corporate population, compete with nature as if it were a malevolent force which must be dominated. Thou shalt wage war and kill if necessary in order to protect thine financial interests, which is profit. Thou shalt not recognize the basic collaborative nature of humanity.
You're listening to
Kaput
Radio.
Details of this show and other shows of the Kaput X Radio series can be found at radioforall.net.